The Anglican Church in the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands presents Insight, a program sponsored by the Anglican Churchman.
Tonight's opening hymn is When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, number 147 in our CPWI. Good evening. I am Father Andrew Taupin, Director of St. George's Anglican Church, number 55 Montrose Avenue, New Providence, Bahamas. Tonight, we are pleased to have in our studio Father John Kubiga, priest in charge of St. James Church, Adelaide Village, and religious studies teacher at St. Anne's School, Fox Hill. Welcome to Insight. This program is sponsored by the Anglican Churchmen. My technical producer is Mr. Ramon Sweeting. Today is Sunday, the 3rd of March, 2024, and it's the third Sunday in Lent. The season of Lent lasts 40 days and 40 nights, excluding Sundays, because each Sunday is a little Easter, a time to celebrate our Lord's resurrection. By way, Thursday this week will mark the 20th day of Lent. On that day, we'll be halfway home to Easter. May never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. The Lord be with you. And also with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, You know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep it both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make us new and contrite hearts, that we will lament in our sins and our own wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and generous God, you are the creator and giver of all that is good. We thank you and praise you for the beauty of the earth, for our work, our families, our loved ones, and all of the gifts which we have been given. By your grace, may we show gratitude by sharing what we have received, always mindful that in serving others we are serving you. Guided by that same grace, help us to be good stewards who care for your earth and who work to preserve it for future generations. Remain grateful for your constant love, for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the presence of your Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And now for some insight news. On Monday, the 4th of March, 2024, that is tomorrow, from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., we will have a Lenten Zoom lecture. The lecturer will be Dr. Susan Gillingham, Emeritus Professor of the Hebrew Bible, University of Oxford, and licensed deacon at St. Barnabas Church, Jericho, Oxford, England. The Zoom links are as follows. The meeting ID is 812-1990-2045. ID again is 812-1990-2045. The passcode is 762-995. Her topic will be Psalm 119, a psalm for Lenten pilgrims. Psalms 119, a psalm for Lenten pilgrims. And here is a brief snippet. Why is Psalm 119 such a long psalm? 71 verses, longer than that entire psalms of accent, 120 to 134, which will follow it. I suggest that just as the accent psalms speak of pilgrim ascending into the temple, Psalm 119 speaks of an inner pilgrimage of the heart. Surely, this is an ideal psalm to think about during Lent. That's a Lenten Zoom meeting tomorrow, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. with Dr. Susan Gillingham. On Tuesday of this week, March the 5th, we send our greetings and congratulations to Reverend Beryl Hicks as she celebrates her anniversary to diaconate. It will mark 24 years. Under the theme, All Things Bright and Beautiful, Christian Education Week 2024 will be celebrated as follows. On Saturday of this week, circle time at the Holy Trinity Activity Center from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then next Sunday, March the 10th, 2024, Mothering Sunday, the annual Mothering Sunday church service and outdoor procession will take place at Christ Church Cathedral. The service lasts from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., and then the procession begins at 4:45 p.m. to the Eastern Parade Grounds. Let us go out and support our Mothering Sunday activities. The outreach ministry of the Church of the Most Holy Trinity, Trinity's Trinity Schools, will be holding their annual raffle and mini Bahamian culture and food festival on Saturday, March 23rd, 2024, at Holy Trinity's Activity Center from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Raffle tickets are $2 per ticket or $20. Tickets are available at Holy Trinity's church office. The number there is 326-7363. 326-7363. St. James Anglican Church, Adelaide Village, will hold its annual Easter Monday Fest on Easter Monday, the 1st of April, 2024, on the church's grounds from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Dinner tickets are priced at $15. The menu is chicken, fish, and steak, and they are available at all New Providence churches. We now listen to him, Cross of Jesus, Cross of Sorrow, found as hymn 152 in our CPWI. Tonight, we are pleased to have Father John Kabiga to bring the homily. Let us now listen to Father Kabiga.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, my name is Father John Kabiga, the priest in charge of St. James Parish, Adelaide, in Adelaide Village, Nassau, Bahamas. A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 18 to verses 25. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will thwart. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it praised God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demanded signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. In St. Paul's letter to the First Corinthians, Paul deals with one of the causes of division within the church at Corinth. The passage deals with Paul's contrast of human wisdom, which is leaving God out of account, and where man is self-centered. But what Paul tries to bring to point here is God did not honor the wisdom of men, but God chose what was weak in order to shame what was strong. Why do those who are perishing consider the message of the cross foolishness? This is indeed a very, very important question which St. Paul brings to the church at Corinth. It is this very point that Paul wanted to drive home to the Corinthian church. The message of the cross, or the word of God, the preaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, it does not make sense to those who do not believe. In this case, you have the Greeks who exalted wisdom, who were attracted so much by those who could be able to debate, those who could be able to argue philosophy. But the Jews, on the other hand, also required signs. And as we see, the wisdom and those who require sign, both of those did not lead them to believe in God. And as a result of this, the Jews forfeited what God had designed for them. And the Greeks, because of exalting wisdom, did not reach to what God did to the humankind. First of all, for the Jews, the idea of the cross was foreign to them. It was not until the Romans came and the Romans had to have the worst punishment by condemning the criminals on the cross. The Greeks, however, do not conceive how can a person who is God come to perish or come to die. So they could not even be able to understand how Jesus or the message of the cross really fit in the realm of God and the realm of redemption of mankind. But Paul reminds us of these aspects of the cross. As we see in the gospel reading, St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ requires renunciation. It requires us to obey God. So obedience is essence for us to receive salvation. The cross entails humiliation and death. Our Lord Jesus Christ reminded his disciples that the Son of Man will have to die. The Son of Man will have to suffer. He will be humiliated, and finally he will be killed, and on the third day he will rise again. Remember in St. Mark's reading, chapter 8, even the disciples themselves could not conceive how Jesus himself would accept such a messianic undertaking. They could not comprehend. And that's why Peter took Jesus aside and told him, "No, Jesus, this is not happening to you." The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ entails preservation, whereby we have to denounce everything, leave everything behind, even forfeit our lives in order to be found in our Lord Jesus Christ. The cross also entails exhortation. It is because of the cross that St. Paul reminds us every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because of the willingness of Jesus to die on the cross, because of the willingness for Jesus to give himself, and he was exalted high on the cross so that the whole world may receive redemption. St. Paul reminds us that as we now move towards the road to the cross in this Lenten season, as we go through our journey, as we journey through with our Lord Jesus Christ, the question is, what are we going to consider? The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, which for those who do not believe, it does not make sense anyway. It is foolishness. But for those who believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, the cross is a sign of our salvation, is a sign of our redemption, is a sign which reminds us that we too, in our endeavor to follow Christ, we have to give ourselves up everything, be willing even to suffer, be willing even to give up everything in order that Christ will be found in us, in our mission as people of God. Let us be those who are going to be the people who will embrace the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The cross is the power of God. The cross is our symbol of overcoming sin, and which reveals what is the true wisdom of God. In offering men the only effective way of salvation by dying on the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated to us that we too have to accept the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the eyes of the world today, those who devote themselves to Christ, for them, as the Greeks did, they don't see any sense of it. But we are supposed to understand the worthiness of following our Lord Jesus Christ, undertaking the word of God, undertaking the way of the cross, because sin could not be removed by anything else other than the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The highest penalty Jesus had to pay for sin was the death on the cross. Paul reminds us, it is through the cross that man's greatest problem on earth was solved. Sin was removed because of the cross. I finish by giving a small illustration. I remember reading a story years ago of a young boy who was lost in London on a very, very thick fog in the morning. He could not find his way home, and he did not know where he was going. He did not know the direction to go home. And those of you who would remember, at London, there is a place which was called the Cross. And that young man, when he was seen by a police officer, the police officer asked him, "Young boy, where is your home? How can you get back home?" The young man told the police officer, "If you take me by the cross, I will know my way home." And this speaks to us all. Just like that boy who knew that if he was taken by the place called the cross in London, he would find his home. We too can only find our home only by following the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The cross is not a foolishness to us who believe, but it is a way of how God brings us to himself, how God draws us closer to him, how God in his own way, as God himself, saves us. And as we approach towards Easter to embrace the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is the cross of Christ which will bring us through. It is the cross of Christ which will bring redemption. For us, it is salvation. For us, the cross is a way of life. And Christ is exalted because he willingly submit himself to die on the cross. In his name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, were lifted high upon the cross that he might draw the whole world to himself, mercifully grant that we, who glory in the mystery of our redemption, may have grace to take up our cross and follow him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. O God, by the passion of your blessed Son, You will bear instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. Grant us to the glory in the cross of Christ, that we may gladly suffer shame and law for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Christ, give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remember you always. Amen.